This program was first broadcast on Canterbury's community access radio station Plains FM 96.9 and was made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
Welcome to Foundations, a weekly program brought to you by the Reformed Church of Christchurch.
Hello, I'm Esther Smith. Are you having a good day? Are you feeling good? I often feel that good is not a very expressive or descriptive word, and yet God is good, and that means so much. Here's Sons of Korah singing Psalm 116, which speaks of the goodness of God.
He heard my cry for mercy, because he turned his ear to me. I will call on him.
So be at rest once more, my soul.
You're listening to Foundations on Plains FM 96.9.
Now here's Abel to tell us more about the goodness of God.
God is good. Well, that's a good thing to say, God is good. But what does it mean? What does good mean? It's not easy to precisely define. It has different meanings to different people in different contexts. For example, you say you have a good dog. For one person, this means that the dog is obedient, well-trained. For another, it means that the dog is friendly and gentle with children. For others, it might mean that the dog is a diligent watchdog. And saying that you have a good dog is different than saying you've just read a good book. Having a good time is different from having a good job. This one word can certainly have many different meanings. All these different uses of the word good do have some things in common, though. They all seem to indicate that the object described as good serves some useful, positive purpose. A good dog is useful for doing what you want him to do, or useful for watching over your family or your property. A good book is useful for informing us or entertaining us. A good job is useful for making a living. Good things serve a useful purpose for us. They do something positive for us. Now, is this what God being good is all about? Is he a good God because he is useful to us? No. You see, God does not exist to suit our purposes. On the other hand, we exist to suit his purposes. We're not the ones who created him to benefit us. He is the one who created us to give glory to him. The thing is, with God, good simply defines his being. So it is more correct to say that God is simply good rather than to say he is good because of what he does. God is the ultimate essence of good. Now, mind you, that is not to say that we cannot benefit from the goodness of God. Far from it. This particular characteristic of God is of enormous advantage for us and for everything that exists. Psalm 145 verse 9 in the Bible says, "The Lord is good to all. He has compassion on all he has made. The Lord is good to all." And for those who repent and believe and serve God, his goodness is something wonderful. In fact, God's goodness to believers makes all the difference in the world to them. The Bible says, "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever." Believe in God, and you'll know his good love forever. Another Bible verse says, "O Lord, God of heaven, the great and awesome God, who keeps his covenant of love with those who love him and obey his commands." For those who have faith in Christ, the love of God knows no bounds. To quote the words of Romans chapter 8, "For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation, will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord." Now, you might not know this love now, but God can take you and turn you around so that you believe in him. It is his love that motivates God to pull the sinner from the depths of his misery and give him new life, rescuing him from the forces of darkness. In Psalm 6 we read, "Turn, O Lord, and deliver me. Save me because of your unfailing love." Now it has to be said, though, that the truth of God's love has been distorted into the notion that God is a meek deity who lets anyone do whatever they want. This is completely inconsistent with the character of God. God being a good God means that he hates the bad. He hates sin. But at the same time, we must be careful that we do not lose sight of the equally important truth that God is indeed love. The goodness of God also shows itself in the fact that God is compassionate. His goodness causes him to have compassion for the suffering. As Psalm 103 tells us, "The Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in love. As a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. He hears the cries of his suffering people. He knows their pain. And then there is the fact that God is long-suffering. This too shows that God is good. There is no doubt that God is patient with us. As we read in Psalm 145, the Lord is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and rich in love. And you know something. Say you are not a believer. You still have a chance right now to turn to God. Humble yourself before him, believe in him, and live for him. You have this opportunity because the good God has been patient with you. The Apostle Peter writes, "Bear in mind that our Lord's patience means salvation." And the Apostle Paul at one point hated Jesus before he was converted. After his conversion, Paul tells us, "But for that very reason I was shown mercy, so that in me, the worst of sinners, Christ Jesus might display his unlimited patience as an example for those who would believe on him and receive eternal life." There is forgiveness of sins. God is patient with sinners, and if someone like Paul could benefit from that patience and believe in Jesus, you can too. Alright then, God's goodness shows itself in his love, compassion, and patience. You know where all these aspects of God's goodness are shown most clearly? You know what the ultimate demonstration of the goodness of God was? The cross, of course. It is the cross of Christ which shows more clearly than anything else how much God loves those who believe in him, to die for us in order to lift us up out of the slimy pit and give us new life. It is the cross that shows the patience of God, that he would forgive all our sins by the blood of Christ. It is the cross where God clearly shows his grace towards believers, dying for them. There can be no doubt about it. What a good God. When considering the goodness of God, we cannot help but praise and worship him for this goodness. The believer cannot consider this glorious truth of the goodness of God without being thankful for that goodness and praising God with all their heart. Do you know this good God? Do you know of his love and mercy? Have you asked him for his forgiveness? Repent of your sins and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ as your Saviour, and you'll know how good God really is.
That was Abel Landers reading edited material written by Reverend Jim Klasinger. Please join us next Sunday at 10 a.m. or 10:30 p.m. when we'll be considering another aspect of the Christian faith and how it relates to life today. But for now, on behalf of the Foundations team, goodbye.
You can contact the Foundations team by sending an email to foundationsonplains@gmail.com. Join us for worship on Sunday at the Reformed Church of Christchurch. Our services are at 10:30 a.m. and 5 p.m. at 63 Cornwall Street.